Preparations are underway for the inaugural Wee Willie Winkles Day in the town of the Blue Mountains, and organizers are hopeful Collingwood will be the next municipality to jump on board. In December 2021, Town of the Blue Mountains Council voted to proclaim the first Saturday in March annually as Wee Willie Winkles Day. This year, the event will fall on March 5. Now, organizers are hoping Collingwood and Wasaga Beach will do the same in future years. Wee Willie Winkles was a skateboard and snowboard innovator who manufactured some of the first laminated decks, and pioneered some of the first snowboards in collaboration with skateboard legend Tom Sims. Spending the last 20 years of his life living in Collingwood, Winkles died in 2014. Celine Zoges, the organizer of this year's festivities in Blue Mountain, says her own family immigrated from Europe, just like Winkles, and was active in the ski community there, which led to a symbolic kinship. In Collingwood, the ski community here had that same element of tightness. I had gone to Willie's wake because I knew a few people who knew him. I was so proud. Here was a European, just like me, who came here as part of the snow community, she said. A supply teacher in local school boards who subbed in at Collingwood Collegiate Institute and Our Lady of the Bay Catholic High School, then known as Jean Vanier. Zoges said she was shocked when she spoke of Winkles and local students hadn't heard of him. They didn't know. I thought, they had to be kidding. This is a major international sport pioneered right here, said Zoges. Winkles was born in Germany in 1956. He arrived in the town of the Blue Mountains in the 1960s when his family moved to a chalet at the base of the Apple Bowl ski run at the Blue Mountain Ski Resort. A common fixture of the slopes in the town of the Blue Mountains where he would regularly test out his inventions, Winkles was the first to create a wedge tailboard, and was one of the first to start marketing the snowboard in Canada and North America. Many of the skateboards available in Canada from the mid-1970s to the early 80s were made by Wee Willie Winkles Inc., in his Brampton factory. He was one of the first to create proper snowboard bindings. He also had a skate team in the late 1970s that toured and held heavy influence around southern Ontario. Anything that had a board, he was game, said Zoges, noting having a Wee Willie Winkles Day in Collingwood and Town of the Blue Mountains could become a major tourist draw if properly marketed. Winkles' partner of 37 years, Judy Winkles, has plans to design a flag for the inaugural event, based on a famous photo series of him jumping a skateboard over a Corvette. Always a tinkerer, Judy describes her husband as being monumental in furthering innovation when it came to skateboarding and snowboarding. He came out with the Flying Yellow Banana, it was called. He couldn't call it a skiboard, so he had to make a name for it. He called it the snowboard, and the name stuck in the industry, Judy said. Judy says Willie may be known to many longtime residents in Collingwood, as he was a regular fixture around town and in the Santa Claus parade, cruising along the route on his motorized skateboard. When asked how Judy thought Willie would feel about Southern Georgian Bay municipalities marking an annual day in his honor, she says her longtime love would have been ecstatic. He would be so honored. He'd think it was pretty amazing, said Judy. As of now, the town of Collingwood has agreed to illuminate the town hall clock tower green from March 5 to 12 in honor of the day, and will be considering at a future meeting of council a request to proclaim the first Saturday in March annually as Wee Willie Winkles Day in Collingwood. For more information on Wee Willie Winkles, the Blue Mountains Public Library currently has an online exhibit about him that can be accessed here.